This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
July is upon us, or close enough for government work. I'm Doug Stiffen, close enough for government work. With Jennifer Horn and Kara Schillen, at C. Schillen, at Jennifer Horn. Follow us on Twitter, and you can find, we had a little glitch in the TuneIn radio feed. That's okay now. So anytime today you want to listen to one of the hours, go to Doug Stiffen now and listen to me and our interesting overview of things. The crew, the clan is here. And so I was thinking about Patriots Day, good day, the 4th of July, Jennifer, and looking around at what's going on in our country this year, and it actually starts big time this week. Tourism in America has taken a rather patriotic turn as Americans this summer visiting historic sites, and not just in Washington, not just in the nation's capital, but there are a lot of folks and actually tours that have been put together to patriotic sites this summer, and it's something sort of not new, but more involved, if you will. Regional tourist destinations, for example, here in Massachusetts, where I am, there are a lot of people that are coming here to go to Lexington and Concord. They're learning about the history, the trail that goes from where Paul Revere announced that the British were coming all the way through Lexington. There's a whole route. Buses are filled with people starting in the city. And the same is going on down in Colonial Williamsburg, where the foundation there has brought a lot of things to life. We're going to have, what got me to thinking about this is because if you go to EastleyFarm.com, or you actually Facebook.com/EastleyFarm, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, you'll see the story of what we're doing in July, I think it's the 23rd, and we got thousands of hits on this when we announced it yesterday. We're going to have a sort of Revolutionary War enactment, an encampment is going to be built on the farm that day, and they're going to have all kinds of things, including the shooting of the gun, the cannons, and stuff like that. I got to put the cows in the back pasture, otherwise it would be scared. But this is the kind of thing that people seem to be reacting to. And I wonder, I look around Massachusetts especially, but the East Coast, down where you are, Kara, not Washington, but the areas from Gettysburg on down. You know, we worry about the traffic in our country. This summer looks like it's going to be a record setter for people who are maneuvering around, want to have a sort of a return to historic roots that we learned about in school. A lot of kids are learning these things in school. The other thing that goes with this, I noticed that there are this year for the 4th of July a lot more patriotic posters. Have you seen some of these, Jennifer?
I haven't, no.
There's one that I saw that's touting from the First World War. That was when Uncle Sam first came out and said, Uncle Sam wants you.
I want you.
Mm-hmm. Uncle Sam first wanted people to buy war bonds and to grow food and to eat less meat, that sort of thing. I'm looking at a poster, over the top for you. It reads, buy U.S. government bonds. This was in World War I, and they did it again in World War II. But there are a bunch of posters that are going up on sale. Here's one, sow the seeds of victory, plant and raise your own vegetables. Man, we have that thing going on right now.
That's kind of cool, yeah.
Shouldn't we? Yeah. Here's another one, victory, liberty, loan. Borrowing money. And the interest that you pay on it goes toward the war effort. I never realized that that was something that was done. A lot of posters for women volunteering as a nurse assistants, that sort of thing. The War Fund Week during World War One, and just a bunch of posters that I find, you know, I'd never seen these before, frankly. Boy Scouts doing their part back in World War One to solicit funds and support, and there are posters for that. There are 700 different designs created by 300 artists who volunteered their services in World War One to create 20 million posters that were used all around our country, factories, stores, libraries. Can you imagine walking into Macy's and seeing a poster to contribute to the war effort? I just find it's. I'm trying to imagine. Walk into TJ Maxx.
Yeah.
And see, sow the seeds of victory.
For a, right, or a war loan.
Huh. Yeah, right. Yeah, but these are things that we don't. I don't remember learning a lot about this, and I was a history buff and a history student in school, but I didn't get a lot of this information. Salvation Army was very involved in 1917. The YWCA, the YMCA, or other organizations provided nurses and supplies, other support, big posters in the Y. Wheat. Eat less meat. Eat less sugar so we can send more to Europe so the boys will survive.
Oh.
Isn't that really interesting? So all of these are, a lot of these are on sale. You can find copies of them as well. I don't think they're going to sell the originals. They're selling copies of these. But it's part of the way of celebrating the 4th of July. I think, what do you think about the 4th of July? Really and truly, both you and Kara, what do you think the 4th of July means? How do you mark it? I was going to say celebrate it, but the reason I ask you the question is because I think that more and more people pay more attention to the 4th of July. It's not just a time to have a burger and a beer. I really do think that people pay attention
to
the
4th
of July.
I feel it's sort of in vogue right now to celebrate everything red, white, and blue. And
mm-hmm.
But then, you know, 6 months later, are we really concerned with our patriotism? That would be the question for me is I think it's great and we should celebrate on the 4th of July, but that should just be the culmination of what we do every day to celebrate the country that we live in. That's still, despite all of our problems, still the only place I would want to live.
Yeah, I would not like to live anywhere else, frankly. I'd like to have a home in England, but I wouldn't want to live there all the time. I just think England is a fabulous place. I wouldn't want to live in a Hispanic, and I'd have nothing against Hispanics. I just don't. There's nothing about Mexico or any of the Spanish-speaking countries that intrigues me enough to want to live there. I wouldn't want to. I mean, think about where else. A lot of Americans have places in France now, in Italy. And more so than in Germany. Some, more and more, Portugal and Spain, too. But yet, again, the strength of focus this year is on patriotic vacations, and I just passed that along to you with the information about the war bonds. Later in this hour, we have Duke Fakir from the Four Tops, one of the groups playing at the 4th celebration in Washington next week. Yesterday, you've been proud, Jennifer. Kara did a fabulous interview with John Stamos.
Yeah, how did that go?
It was great. She really was very good. And it
was
fun.
He's a nice guy, right?
Listening
to it. Like he'd be a nice guy.
He was really nice, and Doug's making me blush. That's very, very nice of you to say.
Oh, but it was. It was a good interview. I thought it was great.
All by yourself, Kara?
Yeah.
All by myself. Yes.
How exciting. Good for you. So proud of you.
Yep, it was good. Good, good stuff. Speaking of good, good stuff, if you're concerned about the air in your home, the drier, cleaner air can be yours, just like it is in my home, thanks to the Wave Home Solutions Company, who have provided me with a Wave Moisture Control and Ventilation System. This is very... I was called at a discussion with an expert. They answered all of my questions, and that can be the way it works for you as well. There are tens of thousands of satisfied customers. These people... who are, and by the way, there's a special deal for military They have these units exist everywhere, in apartments, single-family homes, public housing, you name the circumstance, and they have found a solution for drier, healthier home air at Wave, the Wave Moisture Control Unit. See it. Get more information by going to dryair123.com. I was looking at a couple of dozen names yesterday of people around the country who sent their information in, and they're being contacted. You'll find, this is not expensive. This is just smart for you and your family. Just plain smart. The Wave Moisture Control Unit is maintenance free. You don't have to empty the water. It goes away. They have an evaporator somehow or other. It makes it go away. The cost of electricity, pennies a day, versus the expense of these dehumidifiers that are very, very costly, electricity-wise. And, by the way, when you have a dehumidifier, it recirculates the same unhealthy air. No, not with the Wave Moisture Control Unit. It is drier, better air that has been cleaned of radon gases and toxins and other pollutants. So why wait another moment? Ask the Wave folks about how you can get one of these installed in your home right away. Go to dryair123.com. That's dryair123.com. Or call for information, 888-997-WAVE. That's 888-997-9283 or dryair123.com.
Hi, this is John Taffer from Bar Rescue. I've worked with over 1,000 restaurants, so I know firsthand what it's like to need extra funding to buy equipment or to manage cash flow gaps. I even had to sell ownership in a restaurant because I didn't have the capital I needed at the time. With Cabbage, you don't have to be in that position. Cabbage offers lines of credit of up to $150,000. Apply online and you'll get a decision right away. I signed up in a few simple steps and had funding in minutes. Since Cabbage is a line of credit, you can take the exact amount you need when you need it. You never have to reapply to take additional loans, and you'll only pay for the funds you use. Cabbage has helped more than 100,000 businesses from every industry with over $3 billion in funding. Cabbage is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and was named the Forbes Top 100 Company twice in a row. Whether you own a restaurant or any type of small business, get started at cabbagewithak.com/owner or call 855-CABBAGE, K-A-B-B-A-G-E.
Line of credit is subject to credit approval. See terms and conditions.
So, Jen, the new edition has a career retrospective, and it was on display last night at the BET Awards. You watch any of that?
I didn't watch the BET Awards. No, I skipped it.
Yeah, they had, this was quite an award, this is quite an achievement for them. What do you think of the new kids on the block today, of New Edition?
It's where a lot of music got its start, actually, a lot of that genre. So, yeah, definitely a piece of pop culture history.
Tonight?
Yes. Pretty Little Liars ends its big, long run for the entire series. That's at 8 o'clock on Freeform. There's also, if you're into the news, CNN has a special report tonight of the Russian connection inside the attack on democracy. Fake news. That's at 10 p.m. on CNN. Downward Dog, which just got canceled on ABC, is running out. So if you want to see it, catch it now. 10 p.m. ABC. And on BET, there's a brand new scripted anthology series that takes classic and current hip-hop songs into visual narratives. Kind of a cool thing. It's called Tales at 8 o'clock on BET. Plus, of course, The Bachelorette is on ABC at 8 o'clock tonight for Kara. And if that's not your thing, Deadliest Catch, 9 o'clock, Discovery Channel.
Mm-hmm. Deadliest Catch.
What do you think?
Well, I think that people watch that are crazy.
Why?
What is there about that show or shows like that?
I think it's interesting to see someone else's life that is different than yours.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do they call it Deadliest Catch? That turns me off right there.
They risk
their
lives to go on there. These are like fishermen that go out and catch.
Risk their lives to catch flounder.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
That you eat. So you have to, I mean, this is like farming of the sea. So you have to be nice to them.
Farming of the sea.
These are your people.
All right. Thank you, Jennifer. 21 past the hour on the DJV show.
Beans. Self-Reliance is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
No more. I'm tired of waking up on the
Love Ringo.
No, thank you.
Who will celebrate his 77th birthday next week with a free Hollywood street gig.
Wow. That must be worth going to L.A. just to see. Jenny Lewis and Van Dyke Parks are part of a super group which will be performing Ringo's songs at hashtag Peace and Love. A salute outside the Capitol Records Tower, which, what a great place. He's going to have some of his pals, Joe Walsh, David Lynch, Edgar Winter, Nils Lofgren, Eric Burdon, among those planning to show up to wish him a happy birthday. He was asked what he wanted for his birthday, and he said more peace and love, something you can't have too much of. He held the first Peace and Love event in Chicago, and it was that year, as a matter of fact. It was 2008. Since then, he's also held birthday events in New York, in Germany, in Nashville, Los Angeles. One of the spokespeople for this event said, quote, "The dream is that a wave of peace and love traverses the planet starting at noon in New Zealand to noon in Hawaii and everywhere in between. A reminder to all who would like to participate, you don't have to be anywhere special, you don't have to say anything special, you can post hashtag peace and love, or just think peace and love anywhere you are, and know you're still contributing to the peace and love movement." So why don't we do that, Kara? Why don't we just on our Facebook page and on wherever we can on Twitter,
social
media.
Share the story with peace and love.
All right, let's do that. I think that's a very cool idea. Ringo is one of my faves. Let's see, what else is going on here musically? Saturday night in New York, Grateful Dead reunion act known as Dead & Company played a big show at Citi Field during the band's encore of Touch of Grey. A light show took over the top of the Empire State Building, coordinated with a live performance of the song itself. And by the way, this is like 10 miles from one place to the other. That didn't stop Dead & Company from making the most of the skyline in New York City. It was a 7-minute long song. Lights of all sizes and shapes and colors could be seen across the entire city. Boy, that's got to have been cool.
Wish Victoria was here.
Yeah, I wish she had seen it. Have you ever been to see a cover band perform? It's just crazy to me, the idea that, like, Citi Field, which holds 40-something thousand people, would be full for a cover band.
Yeah.
And they sound good, but it's just kind of crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, it is kind of crazy. So that's that story. John Legend in the musical news today has won Grammys, an Oscar, and a Tony. But years before he became famous, he took home another prize. In 1989, in the Springfield, Illinois News Sun, there is a story about how a home-taught youngster won a spelling bee. The newspaper noted that he was sharply dressed. He crisply enunciated the words at 10 years of age. He said he came to win the spelling bee, and he did. I thought that was kind of cute. I like him a lot. I just do. I just like the guy. I like his energy. I like his performance. I like him. All right, speaking of liking, we were just talking a few minutes ago about New Edition and how their career retrospective that showed at the BET Awards last night was a rave review. Began with the sweet Mr. Telephone Man. They showcased their ability to stay in sync while dancing and harmonizing at the same time. Let's see here. What else did they do? You didn't see this, Carol, last night, right?
It was on Sunday night. I didn't get to see it, but I saw tons of every single, because I'll look for music news, and every single website about music was talking about the BET Awards. Yeah, and they were talking about this. Yeah. And then I don't know if you saw, but Netflix had a biopic about them, and it was basically telling their story when they were young. So they had all the cast members from that biopic come out and also sing songs, which is pretty cool.
New Edition on the DJB Experience, 28 past the hour.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the kitchen where you'll bake your baby's smash cake. The extra bedroom where your sister will constantly crash. You're looking for a garage where you'll park bicycles, tricycles, and every mode of transportation, except your car.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
In today's automotive news, who will be liable in a driverless car accident? Well, Jacques Archambroc, the CEO of auto parts manufacturer Valo, thinks that the makers and developers of the car should be liable. Archambroc indicated having a driverless car, which is developed by your car maker, makes those that developed and manufactured the car responsible. Archambroc thinks anybody who helped develop the vehicle takes that responsibility because there is no longer anyone at the wheel. What do you think? For OurAutoExpert.com, I'm Nick Miles.
Don't let a scar steal your spotlight. Use Mederma Advanced Scar Gel, the only once-daily formulated scar care product clinically shown to reduce the appearance of scars. Mederma Advanced Scar Gel from the Mederma family of skincare solutions. Don't miss Amazon Prime Day deals.
Now from trusted Mederma comes fast-absorbing, multi-purpose, quick-dry oil. Its unique blend of botanicals and oils help improve skin's appearance, including scars and stretch marks. Own your skin. Get new Mederma quick-dry oil. Don't miss Amazon Prime Day deals.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the bathroom where you'll give your kids shampoo mohawks. The bonus room you'll turn into a gym and work out in every day, starting tomorrow. You're looking for hardwood floors worthy of your signature dance move, the glitchy robot.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now, we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
At the hour, Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen, Duke Fakir from the Four Tops here in a few moments. And then, if we can top that, Kara, we're going to spend a little bit of time talking to an expert in recycling and see what we can do during the summertime.
I know Jen's pretty upset about missing that one.
Go to the plastic bins and see what's there. What do you throw away? You ever keep track of the kinds of things? Are you conscious of throwing things into the right bin, that sort of stuff?
Yeah, I probably, it's kind of confusing because there are different, you know, recycling rules depending where you are. Some places you can recycle pretty much everything, other places you can't. But, I mean, as far as anything plastic, anything like that goes in recycling, but I probably throw away stuff that I could be recycling.
I'm asking the question specifically because there was a whale
that got caught, and I think it was in California, but I'm trying to now remember. I saw this on Sunday, and I meant to bring it up, and I haven't. So I'm just remembering off the top of my head the story. Basically, the whale got stuck. He was sick and came in to a harbor, and they tried to chase it back out again, not knowing it was sick, and then it came back in again. And so it got caught up in some webbing, and they had to shoot it. And they did an autopsy and found that the whale died of inhalation of plastic. And there are pictures, the grossest things you could possibly imagine, ingested by this whale. And it got stuck in the whale system, and they had tons, not tons, but...
Well, with the size of a whale, I wouldn't be surprised if it was. But Victoria says that all the time, that we all have plastic in our bodies from eating fish, because fish all have these microbes.
Well, this is literal plastic. These are plastic bottles and bags and stuff that had plugged up the organs of this whale and killed it. So you're talking about what's in the oceans. Good Lord. Speaking of that, dolphins, according to a study released yesterday, understand as many as 60 words. They can make up 2,000 sentences. How about that? Dolphins showing signs of self-awareness. 60 words. They know 60 words. Pretty amazing, isn't it? Huh? In a moment, I'm going to spare the words. I'm going to ask the questions. Duke Fakir from the Four Tops. Excuse me. I'm all choked up about this conversation. Duke Fakir from the Four Tops. Next here on the DJV Experience.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
The continuation, or the focus, if you will, on the celebration of our country's anniversary, 4th of July weekend. There are always great celebrations, and one of them is the celebration at our nation's capital, Capitol 4th. One of the performing groups this year, the Four Tops, are going to be singing on a Capitol 4th. Duke Fakir is here from the Four Tops. I will tell you, this conversation is about you and our nation, but I will just throw in my own little anecdotal connection. I've seen you probably four times over the years. I was a jock during the era when you saw the height of your fame and fortune. I'm not as old as Cousin Brucey, but I've been around a long time. I saw you most recently.
Who is old as Cousin Brucey? Well, I want to know who is old as Cousin Brucey.
Yeah. You have to figure that out. Yeah. He is a great guy. Yeah, he's a wonderful guy. He still has so much enthusiasm for the music. The Four Tops, the last time I saw you was down in Connecticut, and it was with the Temptations. And one of the things that you explained to the crowd is that most of the original members of the group are gone. So what is that do for you and the performers? How many times have you sung these songs? You must love them, but every once in a while, how do you keep up your enthusiasm for that music? As long as, I mean, you've been doing this for heavens, 50 years? You've been part of this
over 50 years. Yeah. Well, first of all, you have to know I love what I do, and all the Four Tops love what they did. And as far as doing the same songs with the classic hits time and time again, I'm an entertainer, and we were brought up as entertainers. And as long as the people enjoy listening to what we do loving those classic songs, I can do them every night, because every night it feels different from according to where you are.
Yeah.
They make you feel the song. They help you, you know, remember how great those songs were, and of course to some people still are, and of course to me still are. So to me, every night is a brand new experience according to the venue, and I just love what I do. And fortunate enough, I have a group that I love being with. You know, we have one of the sons of the original Tops, which is Lawrence Payton Jr. His dad was Lawrence Payton Sr.
Yeah.
Then we have a very close member of the top, Roddy McNair, who was a Motown singer, but he was like Ronaldo Obie's baby brother. They were together as friends for 30 years, so we've been knowing him since he was a youngster. And he, you know, when he came into the group, he already knew all our songs and what we had to do. So there was two that's just like family that's in the group. And then there's myself. And then, of course, now we have a guy that sounds quite a bit like Levi, which makes it easy. So it's like Memorex. You're very close to the real four tops. You have the energy. You know, we still have a very good sound. Of course, there's nothing like the originals. You know, it's bittersweet. There's no doubt about it. It's bitter because they're not there, but it's sweet because I think this is about as close to the real tops as we can get, and I'm happy to be able to, still at my age, to help keep that legacy going. And I intend to do it for as long as I can.
Well, I would hope that that would be the case. I would hope people always ask me, how long do I stay on the radio? I stay on as long as I'm relevant. Four Tops are relevant. Four Tops have that music, have that sound, have that Americana. And I guess what I want to know, though, because you and I have never spoken before, what was it like the first time Duke and the other three original members went on stage for the first time?
Well, for the very first time, that's when even we knew that we would do this. We would want to do this forever. I had a scholarship to go to college at that time, and it was in the springtime, and I was waiting till September to go to college because I just graduated in January. But the moment we sang together professionally on stage, which is in Flint, Michigan, 60 miles from Detroit, I knew, and we all knew at that time, we come off the stage so excited, and we all say, "Oh man. Oh, this is great. I want to keep doing this. I want to do this forever." And we all said that, and that's exactly when we made that commitment, and we did it. To be honored, you know, to represent entertainment on the biggest day of the country, the day this country was born, you know, celebrating that. I mean, it's such a great honor because I'm a real patriot, you know, and I love this country, and I love being patriotic and to be able to enjoy it with other peers and to celebrate it with America. This is honorable. This is better than being invited, or this is as good as getting a Grammy or something that's similar to that.
Yeah.
You know, this is very prestigious and heartfelt honor.
Well, it's an honor to have you here, an honor to have a chat with you. I wish we could go on. We could probably have a conversation that lasts an hour and a half. The Four Tops with Duke Fakir will perform on the Capitol 4th. Thanks very much for being here.
Summertime is everyone's favorite time of year, especially for entertaining. But when cooking up summertime meals and snacks, you're often left with a mess. We have cleaning expert Becky Rappinchuk of the popular blog Clean Mama here, and she's got some easy tips to help clean your summer messes. Hey, Becky.
Hey.
So how can we prepare for warm weather messes?
I put together a summer cleaning caddy with my favorite tools. All-purpose cleaner, and my current go-tos are the new Scotch-Brite Scrub Dots line of products, sponges, dish wands, and dishcloths. The dots are textured, so they cut through those tough messes, yet they rinse cleanly, so I don't have to worry about leftover food sticking to my sponge.
Okay, now things can be a real wreck after a barbecue. What about some cleanup tips there?
Yeah, one of the biggest messy spots is the spatula. We cook a lot of cheeseburgers. The cheese gets stuck on the spatula. Sometimes it's left out for a little bit longer. And I like to use a dish wand to remove that cheese because the soap is already in the wand, and that makes it really easy.
Where can we go for more information on everything you just told me?
Yeah, you can visit scotchbrite.com, Scotch, B-R-I-T-E, for more information on my favorite cleaning tools.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
Past the hour, Doug Steffen here on the DJV Experience with Joe Picard, who is a recycler. As a matter of fact, he's chief economist and director of commodities at the ISRI operation, Institute of Scrap Recycling Industries, is a group of organization businesses that are really promoting. This is strong stuff, and they've done a survey to have us understand the impact of recycling in our country. I don't know whether you knew this or not. The recycling industry has 543,500 jobs in our country alone, and they generate more than $13.2 billion in federal, state, and local tax revenue every year. They export a lot of money. So we can go through the stats here, Joe. What I noticed lately, I have a farm, and I'm cleaning up a lot of the scrap metal that's around and finding that the price of scrap metal, this is not going to be the headline for the whole conversation, but the price of scrap is going up. I remember when the Chinese were looking for it everywhere, we could sell scrap for $300-$400 a ton. Remember those days?
I do, yep, for sure.
Yeah, so now it's going back up again. All right, so the economic impact of the recycling industry, do people really understand, do they get how significant it is for us not to be wasting things that can be recycled?
Well, I think a lot of people have a good idea of the environmental benefits with recycling, right, which are fairly well understood. People understand that if you use recycled materials, that means you don't have to drill or make new products, that you can just reuse those, that you don't have to send that material to landfill, and that there are, you know, energy savings with recycling, too. But I don't think a lot of people understand fully the economic benefits associated with recycling. And part of that is because a lot of people, when they think of recycling, they just think of curbside and the bin. They don't fully realize that the economic benefits of recycling in this country exceed $116 billion annually.
Wow. You know, I have a friend who runs the largest company of its type in our country, Libman mops and brooms and that sort of thing. I don't know if you're familiar with that product, but they're available everywhere. He took me through his plant in Champaign, Illinois, a couple of years ago, and what I found fascinating, every single thing that they manufacture is made out of plastic, and every single thing they manufacture comes from recycled plastic. They don't start from scratch or new. They have hundreds of bags in the plant of recycled, mostly plastic bottles, but other things like that. I don't think the average person knows that really, I mean, when you put all of these together, it is a huge business. And that exemplified it for me.
It really is.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, absolutely. And I think manufacturers really understand that because they see scrap as a low-cost, environmentally friendly raw material input. And that's why scrap is really the first link in the manufacturing base here in the United States.
You know, I was talking a few minutes ago about how we do this, or the suggestion in my conversation. Maybe you heard me talking about that whale that had to be killed because it was sick, and they did an autopsy on it, and it was loaded with plastic bottles and plastic bags and all kinds of things that people are chucking off of boats. So I wonder, how do we extend the recycling to the sea? Because, you know, you've seen probably the same studies I have suggesting there will be more plastic in the sea than fish in the next 50 years.
Yeah, it's a real problem. And I think the important thing to keep in mind is that recycling is really part of the solution for cleaning up our environment. You know, to the extent that we can recycle that plastic, that means that we don't need to produce more plastic, which can then find its way into the ocean. So I think recycling is really a key part of the solution to cleaning up our environment.
Yep. All right, so if we want to go to the website, it's isri.org. Is that right?
That is correct. And for more information about our job study, they can go to isri.org/economy.
Well, I think one of the things here is an anecdotal answer to the obvious question is, okay, why do I want to know all of this? Because there are plenty of jobs. This is a great place. There are lots of jobs in this field. So it's something for you to study and know more about. ISRI.org, isri.org. Joe Picard serves as the Chief Economist and Director of Commodities at the Institute of Scrap Recycling Industries. Here on the DJV Experience at 10 minutes for the hour.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have enemies. I can't let you take that risk. I will always be Spider-Man. You and I can never be.
The music is from Spider-Man. That was Tobey Maguire, who was Spider-Man. Was it 2 or 3 of the Spider-Man movies he was in?
He did 3. He did 3 for director Sam Raimi. Spider-Man 2 is by far the best Spider-Man movie so far ever made. So here's an interesting stat, Doug. Tobey Maguire, when he first did Spider-Man, he was 26 years of age. Andrew Garfield, who played him in 2 movies, 28 years of age. And this new actor, Tom Holland, is 20 years old. I believe he was 19 when he filmed.
When he?
When he filmed, he played Spider-Man in Captain America Civil War. He's really good. They've gone younger now with the character of Spider-Man in high school. Well, Tobey Maguire played the character in high school, but was 26 years of age when he did it. But I really like Tobey Maguire as Spider-Man. He's 42 years of age today. It is his birthday.
What's he doing now?
Has not done a lot. I mean, he was in The Great Gatsby with Leonardo DiCaprio,
yeah,
which was about three or 4 years ago.
Yeah.
He played Bobby Fischer, the chess player in a movie called Pawn Sacrifice. He was really good in that, but it's not worked consistently. I don't know what he does, if he's doing anything in producing. I don't know. But in terms of acting in front of the camera, it's not done a lot in the last 5 or 6 years.
All right, the story on Spider-Man and Tobey Maguire. Chuck Curry, our movie man, back with movie news in a moment here.
Just announced, during the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Focus, Fusion, Escape, and Edge. Offer ends July 5th. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. And save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry in to the summer sales event, going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance, regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle, or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Focus RS. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new delivery from dealer stock by July 5th, 2017.
Staples knows that when the leave-behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
Oh, right. Hi, Chucker, what's in the movie news bag today?
This is an interesting story. You know, in all the hoopla that we talked about yesterday with the Disney's young Han Solo movie, with the two directors being fired and Ron Howard coming in, it was reported in a really interesting article in one of the trades that Disney just recently brought in an acting coach for the star of that movie who plays young Han Solo, Alden Ehrenreich. I think that's really a bizarre cherry on the cake that you bring in an acting coach when the movie's three quarters in terms of filming. And this article also stated, Doug, when they announced to that the project was being taken over by Ron Howard, the entire crew burst into applause, which tells you that had to be a really tough shoot. Whatever was going on. Some other news of interest. Tell me what you think. Ben Affleck is going to return for a sequel to his action thriller, The Accountant, over at the Warner Brothers. Did you like that movie?
I did.
I didn't love it, though.
Yeah,
I know a lot of people
really
dig it. Yeah, so he's gonna do a follow-up to that. And this is another really interesting story. Kevin Bacon is going to star in a TV reboot of his 1990 cult monster movie Tremors for the Sci-Fi Channel. I just find that a little bit bizarre.
He's a bizarre guy.
Go back to that well for sci-fi. The only thing I could think of is going to up his popularity at conventions, and he'll be able to get $80 an autograph signing. So there you have it.
There you have it.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.